You know, the two things that we do in the morning prayer is we put on the talit and the talis, and then we also put on the tefillin. Now, in the olden days, people would actually be wearing the tefillin all day. Not everybody, but a lot of people would wear the tefillin all day. The tefillin are very holy. The tefillin have portions of the Torah, of the Bible inside, in both in the hand and in the box in the head. There are scrolls that are written by a scribe very meticulously, and they're prepared, you know, very precisely. The tefillin have to meet quite a rigorous, you know, standard in many, many details, which is too much for us to discuss now, all the details. But it is very specific, it's very detailed, very precise, and it must be done, and we have to make sure that it's kosher, because it's very, very easy to think that you're wearing tefillin, and at the end of the day, you're not really wearing tefillin because they're not kosher. Now, we know in halacha, for a person to be a scribe, the one who's responsible for writing the tefillin or for putting it together, he must be a very scrupulous and a very pious man. Even more so than, you know, than a rabbi, because a scribe who writes the tefillin and writes the mezuzahs and writes the Sefer Torahs and gives the people their holy objects, the tefillin, mezuzahs, and the Torah, a lot of times you can't even know. You have no way of knowing that there's something wrong. If you're wearing a box of tefillin, say, you don't know what's going on inside. You're trusting, basically, the scribe that he gave you the right thing, that he has sold you the right thing. Now, unfortunately, you know, wherever there is money involved, and people have a tendency sometimes to abuse, and they would do things in shortcuts or totally fraudulent. You know, there's different ways that people unfortunately do. So you have to be sure, and you have to be meticulously, not only in putting on the tefillin, but making sure that what you got and what you're getting is actually the real thing. Because you can very easily, not of any fault of your own, be duped into buying something or using something which is not the real thing. So it's important to buy the real things. And like I said, there's a lot of laws, and there's a lot of details. And you need an expert, and you need somebody that you can trust, somebody you can really trust, that he's going to do for you the right thing. Now, the tefillin, minimally, are worn throughout the davening. So that's why in the morning, before the prayers, we wear the tefillin. When I say minimally, I mean that's what we should do, provided that we daven. But in any event, even if we don't daven, or for whatever reason, we should, but we don't, whatever the case is, at least one should put on the tefillin. Even if he doesn't put on the talit, which he should, but if he doesn't, but minimally the tefillin have significance in a way even more than many other mitzvahs. And one should find 5 minutes in the day time to do this mitzvah, to put on the tefillin. No matter how busy he is, put on the tefillin and say the Shema Yisrael, because this is a very, very important mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is equal to all other mitzvahs. And especially, you know, we know that certain mitzvahs have special qualities about them. They have, and the special quality and the special protection that the tefillin provide are against troubles that the Jewish people face from the enemy. Because there is a verse that states that when the nations of the world will see God's name upon you, they will fear you. What is God's name upon you? These, our sages tell us, are the tefillin. That's God's name on you. And they will fear you. They will fear you mean that they won't start up and they won't try to do you harm. And especially in nowadays, and our history unfortunately has been always in this situation where we face danger from enemies who are trying to do harm to the Jewish people. So our protection, in addition to doing the mitzvah because God told us to do the mitzvah, and that's the primary reason we're doing the mitzvah, but this particular mitzvah has the additional benefit that it provides us spiritual protection against the enemies of the Jewish people. So that's why the mitzvah of tefillin is so important. Also, the mitzvah of tefillin has to comes with also an idea. You know, it has on your hand and on your head. What does it mean? Why do we wrap it on your hand and your head? It's on your hand so that it, when you put your hand down, or even when it's up, your hand is next to your heart, on your left arm. Those who are on the righties, because the way it works, if you're a righty, you put it on your left arm. If you're a lefty, you put it on the right arm. You always put it on the weaker arm. The tying is done with the right arm. You know, if you're a righty, try to tie something with your left hand, it doesn't really work well. But we learn it out from the verses, there's also reasoning, but the tefillin is always on the weaker hand. One determines a weaker hand by determining which hand you use for writing. The writing is the main, there's other factors, but the main factor is if you write with your right hand, that's considered your stronger hand than you put in the other hand. So therefore, the tefillin we put on the left hand, and we also put it on the head. Why do we put it on the left hand and the head? Because what we're saying essentially is we are going to stop and we're going to devote our heart and our mind to God. The main human being is his mind and his heart. You have a mind and you have a heart. But we have to start our day, or at least do it at some point in the day, to say to God, we are devoting our hearts and minds to you. You are the creator of the world. You run the world. Everything in this world is yours. And we are just small creatures. And we take that moment and we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, while wrapped up with the tefillin. And then we make a shin, which is part of Hashem's name, on our by the top of the tefillin. And then we make the yud on the tefillin itself. And then you make the letter Dalet. Some make it on the finger, some make it, but which is also spells out Hashem's name, the name of Shindal Jud. One who does the davening, and he reads the verses of Shema Yisrael, it doesn't have the tefillin, he's saying false testimony, because he's saying, wrap it on your hand, tie it on your hand, and he's not doing it. So that's why we put on the tefillin when we do the Shema, when we do the davening, because that is the point in which we are actually saying the verses, you shall wrap them around your hand, and you should tie them around your hand and wrap them on your head. And this is why the important mitzvah tefillin. Again, we try to be in a holy state while we're wearing the tefillin, and therefore one has to have respect for the tefillin. During the time that you wear your tefillin, one may not really talk frivolous talk. One should never talk really frivolous talk, but one may not behave in a manner which is disrespectful. One may not have bad thoughts, cannot say bad speech, cannot do anything. Okay, never one should do it, but especially when you have your tefillin on, when you have a holy object like this, you are holier than regular. Many people who are religious, people who are pious, they are careful not to speak anything outside of the prayers while the tefillin is on. And of course, they're not going to drink or eat with the tefillin on, and not going to get their telephone or things like that. They know that while your tefillin is on, you have to always have in mind about God, and know that your dedication is to God at that moment. And it's also customary to continuously touch the tefillin throughout the prayer, so that you always remember, you want to remind yourself, oh, I got the tefillin on. And that. Another very important aspect with the tefillin is positioning them in the right place. The tefillin have to be precisely in the right place, which is, when you're talking about your head, it has to be exactly in the middle of your head, so that the middle of the tefillin comes up exactly, lines up with the middle of your head, and two of the bottom of the sections will therefore be on one side, and then the other side, I mean, one will be on the right and one on your left, because they're placed exactly in the middle. People will use a mirror before they start, when they put on the tefillin, just to check and make sure that it's on the right side, just to make sure that it's exactly in the middle. The same thing is true for the tefillin of the hand. Not as important, because the space over here, there's really no give. It has to be exactly on the right place. But on the hand, it has to be on the upper part of the bicep over here, so it's like in the middle, and tied around, and then the special way you wrap around 7 times around your hand, and then you put it around your finger, and then you put it on your head, and then there's the back knot, which goes right at the edge of your head by the place where the bone finishes, and then it goes down. And that's why, because we don't all have same size head, we can adjust the straps to fit us so that it fits properly. The straps of the tefillin are adjustable. There are various kinds of knots of the tefillin. There are various kinds of knots. And there is the Chabad. We call these knots are called kesher. Those are the knots. So there's various types of keshers of the tefillin. And the Chabad particular kesher tefillin for the head is pretty easily movable. You got to learn how to do it, but it's pretty straightforward how to move the knot. But it's important that it also fits snug, and so that's why you can adjust it to put it in the right part in the front and in the back and on your hand, and wrap around, you know, in the proper way. So that's the lesson.